speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, April the 17th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look. I wasn't here yesterday. We're going to take a look at the Notre Dame fire. We're going to look at the reactions of people, especially the Fox News hosts. Very interesting, very amazing that they shut this down. We're not going to do any speculation here, they said. And yet we've had immediately the French government, Macron and others saying, it's accidental, nothing to see here. Nearly 900 vandalisms, attempted fires, attempted terror attacks by ISIS against Notre Dame 3 years ago, 2016. Actually, 2.5 years ago, because it was fall of 2016. But it's nothing to see here, folks. I guess we could just sum it up by saying some people did something, right? And we just don't need to ask any more questions about that, especially not on Fox News. So we're going to have the reaction of people with that. We're going to talk about what this really represents, what may be behind it as well. But as we are told that we cannot even question this, if you were doing a reasonable investigation, wouldn't you start to look at people who have motive, people who have done this type of thing in the past? Wouldn't that be the first thing you would look at? But, of course, even as the fire was burning, you didn't have any investigators in there. They announced that it was accidental. You've got investigators going in now and said, well, we haven't looked yet, but we know it's accidental. Yeah, they've predetermined what it's going to be. And I tweeted this out right after the fire. I said, if they were to go with anything other than accidental, it would utterly destroy the open border agenda of the EU and the UN. Because it would expose their plan and how this is working out. Their plan to destroy Europe by creating a clash of civilizations. That's precisely what this is. We'll talk about that. But, you know, as we're not allowed to look at any of this, we have Snopes, the fact checker, out there taking on the Babylon Bee again. Remember, I was targeted for punishment by one of the leftist shills, censorship shills, because I had talked about a Babylon Bee article. They were mocking, in that satire, Elizabeth Warren's DNA claims. And in the satire article, they had a made-up quote from Hillary Clinton saying, well, I just had a DNA test, and I'm not 100% reptilian lizard. I'm only 50%. I did that, and I tweeted that out. And it was either the Daily Beast or BuzzFeed that demanded that I be taken down by Twitter for that. And so now you have Snopes doing a fact check, again, of Babylon Bee. They had an article where they said that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went on The Price is Right, and she lost because she kept shouting the price of everything was free. Items included a set of Italian leather handbags, an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bahamas, and a brand-new 2019 BMW, at all of which Ocasio-Cortez shouted free. When host Drew Carey asked if Ocasio-Cortez understood the game's rules, she told Carey not to catcall her and then responded, don't hate me because you ain't me. So Snopes came out and debunked that. The satirical article, they said, she was pumped to attend a taping of The Price is Right in Hollywood this week. The special guest introduced her as a U.S. representative, rising star of the Democrat Party. Things got interesting when the game began, and every time it was her turn to estimate the price of an item, her answer was free. And then they debunked this. They said the Babylon Bee is an entertainment website that does not publish factual content. For all of you humorless liberals out there, you need to have the Snopes to tell you what is true and what isn't true, because you just don't get it. You just don't get it. You know, Monty Python's Terry Gilliam says he wished comedy hadn't changed. And I tweeted that out and I said, no, this is what happens when you have a Soviet-style, humorless, wooden control of people. You're not allowed to have any humor. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, April the 17th, year of our Lord 2019. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of the fire at Notre Dame. We're going to take a look at what people are saying and what people are not allowed to say on Fox News. Amazing. Not just that Shepard Smith would shut people down. I expect that from Shepard Smith. He would be more comfortable, frankly, at MSNBC or CNN compared to the commentators at night, people like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. But Fox News is going in a very different direction now. And when we look at this town hall with Bernie Sanders, just understand who it is that was Bret Baier's producer. She was the same one who set this town hall up as his producer. I'm assuming she had something to do with it. She is the Muslim who came after Judge Jeanine and got her suspended, nearly fired. So you need to understand where Fox News is. With the exception of a couple of commentators at night, they're not on your side, conservatives. We're going to take a look at what they were telling people. We're going to take a look at what we now know about the Notre Dame attack. We don't know for certain what happened, but there are some indications of what may have happened. But as we're not allowed to look at that, as I said at the top of the hour, we now have Snopes out there doing fact checks on the Babylon Bee, a Christian satire website, making fun of AOC, Occasional Cortex, saying that she went to The Price is Right and she lost because everything they trotted out, whether it's a brand new BMW or an expensive trip to the Bahamas, she thought everything was free. That was the price of everything. It's free. And of course, she has the theory to back that up. MMT, Modern Monetary Theory, or I just call it Magic Money Theory. That is socialism for you. But we're going to talk about socialism later in the broadcast as well. We're going to take a look at some of the things that came out of Bernie's town hall. We're going to take a look at some of the solutions being put forward by the Marxist anti-Christian bigot, Peter Buttigieg, and we're going to talk about what's behind that. Quite frankly, that is an attack on Christianity that is far more damaging and serious than even a fire on a 900-year-old symbol. Yeah, that was very serious, very an attack against our culture, our countries, our nations. Against Christianity, that's really what it was aimed at. Buttigieg and AOC will pretend that it's somebody who hates fine architecture. But no, that's not why it was done. And, of course, it was just an accident, right? We knew that even before the firemen got in there. We knew that it was an accident because Macron and the mainstream media told us that it was an accident. Forget about all those, you know, two episodes a week that are happening in France of churches being attacked and desecrated. That's, we can't look at that, says mainstream media and Fox News. But you know, when we go back to this Snopes situation, isn't it amazing? As I said, I was attacked by liberals. They wanted my Twitter account taken down because I put up a Babylon Bee satire about Hillary Clinton. They can't take a joke. They can't understand satire. And even before I saw this report, I saw what Monty Python's Terry Gilliam was saying. And of course, he's the American who did all the artwork for Monty Python, but he also did some great films in his own right. One of my favorite films is 1984, it's Brazil, which is a satire of 1984, but it's not really so much a satire as it was a prophecy. When you look at Brazil, I remember seeing it in the early 80s. It was released, I think, in 85, somewhere around there. And he had to fight the studios. They wanted to edit it over and over again. They wanted a happy ending. And he fought them, and he finally, in a couple of theaters, got his director's cut released. And I remember going to see that, and I thought, wow, that is really dark satire, really over the top. And yet, some of the key stuff that's there. It's really, I mean, talk about 1985 or 84, probably he was going to have it out in 84 if he hadn't had to fight the studios. But when you look at the idea that you've got this massive no-knock SWAT team raid on the wrong person, killing and destroying people, that is something that's now become a very common occurrence here. But it was really over the top at the time, but it's not over the top anymore. Unfortunately, it's very common. And I retweeted his comments saying he wishes that comedy hadn't changed. He said, you can't make a joke about anyone or anything because everybody gets offended about that. And I said, there's a reason that the Soviets were always portrayed as humorless and wooden. So they'd lived under a system that is now being imposed upon us, political correctness, where everything you say is analyzed and weaponized to intimidate you or to take you out if you are a political opponent. That was the system that the communists created in the Soviet Union, in East Germany. That is why we call this cultural Marxism. That's what political correctness is. It is a tool of control to be used against people. We've had not only Terry Gilliam from Monty Python, but John Cleese has talked about that. Rowan Atkinson has talked about that. And it's not just comedy that we've lost, folks. It's a very effective tool of population control. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. And the joke is on you, folks, if you fall for this tool of political correctness. And we have to understand, as we look at Fox News shutting down people talking about, hey, you know, this has been a problem. Maybe you ought to take a look and actually do an investigation of this, because we had nearly 900 churches attacked in the last year. About two a week are being attacked in France. Looks like a pattern here. Maybe we ought to actually do an investigation instead of just pronouncing this as an accident. But they try to shame us. They try to silence us. But we will not be conquered. Not by their agenda, not by their lies and their shame. You know, another example of the nonsense that they pull. Remember just before Christmas, one of the two major airports in the UK, you know, you have Gatwick and you have Heathrow. Gatwick, of course, was shut down for days. You had hundreds of thousands of people, more than 100,000, I think it's about 140,000 people. Yeah, 140,000 people were stranded there for days because they said, there are drones out here. Drones everywhere. I've seen drones. I see dead people everywhere and I see drones everywhere. Investigators appear to be no closer to finding the nefarious culprit or culprits after arresting and then releasing a middle-aged couple from Crawley, reports Zero Hedge. They said shortly after the airport reopened, police told reporters, listen to this, they couldn't discount the possibility that there never was a drone. This is the police, not people who are on the internet. This is the police, okay? Though they have since determined that the drones were very real and that the culprit likely acted with, quote, malicious intent. So after a long investigation, they never found anybody or anything, any evidence of it. But they made Christmas an absolute hell for 140,000 people, even though they couldn't tell there was anything there. But we are not supposed to, even though there haven't been any patterns like this at Heathrow or any other airports to make them think that this is real. They just had a report of it and they shut everything down. But even though there's 900 attacks against church buildings in France, we're supposed to pretend that there's nothing there, right? I said, now the narrative has changed once again. Gatwick's COO has told the BBC that the drone's pilot, quote, seemed to be able to see what was happening on the runway. and that the drone attack might have been a, quote, inside job. That's his word, an inside job. Sussex police confirmed that the possibility of an insider's involvement has become a, quote, credible line of inquiry, unquote. And they categorically dismissed speculation about there not being a drone as ridiculous. So they called their previous pronouncements ridiculous. Kind of like the Las Vegas shooting, right? We had the police department there disputing itself multiple times. Now they're doing the same thing here at Gatwick. But we are never to question the government's official story, or we are hateful conspiracy theorists, even though they can't get their stories straight. Finally, he said it was terrible that 140,000 people's journeys were disrupted, but everyone is safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Everyone is safe. We're not free, we're just safe. Or are we? We'll be right back.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What this really means. Is this simply art and architecture that's being destroyed? Or is it a metaphor for something much greater that the mainstream media does not want you to hear? Let's take a look at some of the things that we've heard from the media stars that we have. We have Ilhan Omar telling us what this is about. We also have Peter Buttigieg telling us what it's about, his message to the French. In French, he speaks fluent French. Oh, wow. You know, let's bow down and worship him, which he will be demanding, quite frankly. This is the agenda of intolerance and bigotry that we have represented in the LGBT agenda, and we have seen it expressed by Buttigieg as well. As the New York Post worships him, they say the 37-year-old Indiana mayor, a graduate of Harvard, of Oxford universities, a Rhodes Scholar, Afghanistan veteran, and musician, set social media ablaze on Monday when he delivered a touching message to the people of France in fluent French. He said, "To the people of France, I would like to say that Notre Dame Cathedral was like a gift to the human species." And I just want to say that people like Buttigieg, people like Ilhan Omar, who calls Notre Dame Cathedral art and architecture. Her tribute was, "Art and architecture have a unique ability to help us connect across our differences and to bring people together in important ways." Is that what's really happening in France at the churches? People are connecting with the art and architecture. The way her people connect with the art and architecture is to deface, to defecate, and to burn it. That's the way her people interface with art and architecture. We've seen this from Islam for centuries. They were the ones who blew up the Parthenon. You had Elgin, Lord Elgin, confiscate the marbles, and now they want them back, you know, trying to protect what was left after the Muslims blew up the Parthenon. Put them in the British Museum. Are we going to have to do that with Notre Dame as well? Oh, no, that's right. We can't, because they've taken over Britain as well. It wouldn't do any good to take all those treasures to the UK. We have seen them destroy the Muslims, the Sphinx in Egypt. They took pot shots at the face of it, trying to destroy it. You had the Taliban, as they went through Afghanistan and other places, pulled down other civilizations' monuments, and then they build their mosques on top of these monuments of other civilizations once they tear them down. That's how they mark their territory. But Peter Buttigieg says that it was a gift to the human species. Buttigieg, Ilhan Omar, many of these people who are putting tributes out here to it. Yes, it is a great cultural icon, there for centuries. A massive part of all of French history, quite frankly. All the events that took place there. Napoleon being crowned emperor and so forth. But they don't see the Christianity behind the cathedral, do they? They see architecture. But they don't see, as they look at a gift to the human species, they don't see the creator behind the human species, do they? So they look at the architecture and they don't see the Christianity. They look at the man and they don't see Christ. And this is where we are today. Because he's able to speak in French. You have one Canadian say, "Why is there even an election, for goodness sake? Just give him the damn job. I'm a Canadian." The View came out and said, "Today I saw a video clip of Peter Buttigieg playing classical piano. Another one where he speaks in Spanish. And this one where he tells Parisians that he shares their pain. Well, at least, you know, maybe he could have, you know, I guess because he's saying it in French, he can plagiarize Bill Clinton. I feel your pain. anyway, she said, just imagine having a president whose intellect exceeds that of a root vegetable. Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know what else he also speaks? Fluent Marxism. Fluent Marxism. You know, when I see somebody who's gone to Harvard and Oxford, it doesn't make me respect them. It makes me worried about them. Harvard started out as a Christian seminary, and now they are a seminary for Marxism, for Marxist political correctness, for atheism, for attacks on it. And they don't see his, they forgot to mention in his resume, his Marxist professor father, who spent his whole life pushing neo-Marxism. Let's find a different way to sell this. Yes, it's been discredited by the death of hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. So let's find another way to sell this. That was his father's life work. And maybe that's what Buttigieg really represents. But the New York Post, which is a, you know, usually a conservative Christian, not conservative Christian, conservative Republican. Yeah, I would say they're Christian. The conservative Republican outlet says that Buttigieg is a devout Christian who is openly gay and has a married partner. Well, let me tell you who he's married to. He's married to the Democrats. He's married to their agenda of infanticide. He's married to their Marxism. He's telling people, I've got a clip here we're going to play later on. He's telling people that the GOP is using the Electoral College to manipulate and win elections. Let me tell you something. We had the Electoral College before there was a GOP. And we had an Electoral College when the Democrats completely dominated politics in the early part of the 20th century. I mean, we had a Electoral College. So this is not a GOP conspiracy. It is a conspiracy to try to get rid of that. And as I've said many times, if President Trump doesn't understand what's going on with the census, Electoral College is going to be flooded with Democrat representation if he bows down and lets the federal judges say that you can't ask the question as to whether or not somebody is a citizen. If you do that, then the sanctuary states will have, and the sanctuary cities especially, will have greater representation than the rest of us. They will get more political power in the Electoral College and in Congress, and they will have more money, more federal welfare dollars, if you let them count everybody who's here in the census. The purpose of the census is to allocate representation in Congress. There is no authority for a welfare state, but of course it's also used for that as well. The California judge who said, you can't ask if people are citizens on the census. That California judge said that would cost California representation and money. So therefore, if you understand that, what he's saying is we have to count non-citizens, foreign citizens here, so that we can get more money, more representation. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Who Done It. And we're going to show you the stuff that Fox News will not show you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist, who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks. Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the reactions of people to Notre Dame. We're also going to be taking a look at issues of free speech, at the rise of the Communist Party in America, also now calling itself the Democrat Party. Comrade Bernie loves Stalin. He wants to confiscate wealth. And, of course, even conservatives now love Peter Buttigieg because he's gay. Doesn't matter that he's a Marxist. We'll look beyond that because we have to virtue signal about the LGBT agenda, which is one of bigotry and hatred and persecution in this country already. And these people haven't even gotten political power. And it's embodied in what Pete Buttigieg does. We're going to talk about that as well coming up. But let's continue to take a look at the reactions to Notre Dame. We had Ilhan Omar say that art and architecture have a unique ability to help us connect across our differences. Do they really bring us together? And as some people replied to her, it's not just art and architecture. It's called, for your information, Notre Dame Cathedral. And another person said it is a symbol of our faith, a faith that they do not tolerate. Charles Hugh Smith says, I can't be the only one who feels a symbolic tie between the near destruction of a French religious and cultural icon and the embattled identity of France? No, no, absolutely he's not. I tweeted out right away. I said, it is a metaphor. It is a symbol of how the West is being burned down while our politicians fiddle and do nothing because of this open borders agenda. That is its purpose, to create a clash of civilizations. And that's what's going on in France now, whether they want to identify it or not. Now, Charles Hugh Smith goes on to say, the identity of France is under assault on a number of fronts. He says they've created a false duality. Actually, we typically call that a false dichotomy. You're either this or you're that. And usually when somebody says that, they're giving you two choices, neither of which are true, and ignoring any other possibilities. And so the two choices that the left gives us, as he points out, you either worship multiculturalism and you reject any national identity as the sworn enemy of multiculturalism, or if you don't do that, you're just racist and right-wing extremists. And if you even talk about a national identity in a country, then you are vilified, you are marginalized. But the reality is, you know, he says, this is a false choice. One can value multiculturalism as an essential part of a national identity without sacrificing the entire notion of a national identity. I would describe this differently than Charles Hugh Smith. I've said before that nationality is real multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is embracing the unique culture, religion, tradition, legal status, architecture, you name it, of each and every one of these countries. And that was the thing that most impressed me when I first went to Europe in the 1970s, was how multicultural it was. It's like all these people had different words for everything. They spoke different languages. But they had radically different cultures. And that was a good thing. And in the name of multiculturalism, you know, multiculturalism is just Orwellian doublespeak. To get rid of multicultures, to subsume everybody into a single gray European identity. That's really what is involved here. They want to take away all of this uniqueness, all of this culture. And we don't really understand, most of us, I think the listeners of this program do, but most people in the West, I think they're starting to wake up. I'll give you another metaphor besides the burning of Notre Dame, because this also came out the same day that Notre Dame burned. Florida man killed by the world's most dangerous bird. So the guy, 75 years old, he brought in a cassowary bird. This is a bird that comes from Australia, I believe. And it is a very dangerous bird. It has killed people in the past. Not often does it usually kill people. But look at, that's the claw there. Look at the claw in relation to that hand. And look at those two dagger-like claws. Look at how large they are. And these dagger-like claws. They've already killed somebody before this. But in most cases, they severely injure somebody. Don't always result in death. But as I said in Alachua County in Florida, I said deputy chief there said, it's my understanding that the gentleman was in the vicinity of the bird and at some point fell, and when he fell, he was attacked. And then they went on to say this was a tragic accident. It was an accident. Yes, it was an accident in the same way the burning of Notre Dame was an accident. You bring in cultures that despise you, that despise your nationality, your national identity, that despise your religion, and when they sense weakness, they will attack. Same way as this cassowary. You know, they grow about 6 feet tall. They weigh about 120 pounds. They have 4-inch talons on each foot. They can slice open a predator or a potential threat with a single swift kick. You know, they can use that claw as a dagger. Powerful legs help the cassowary run up to 31 miles per hour, even through dense forest underbrush. And they can kill you with that dagger claw. And so, was it an accident when a guy brings one of those in as a pet? He brings it in maybe to, I don't know if he had more than one of them. I seem to remember when I looked at it that he had more than one, but maybe he just had the one. Whether he was breeding them or whether he was just keeping that one as a pet. The Democrats, the globalists have pets. They have pet Muslims that they bring in. And it was just an accident that these things are happening all over Europe and the United States. We don't understand what this is. A Catholic bishop, however, does. He says, if Europe disappears, Islam will invade the world. As a bishop, said Cardinal Robert Serra, it is my duty to warn the West. He has called out liberal Catholics, like the Pope, declaring that it is a false exegesis to use the word of God to promote migration. God never wanted these rifts. All these migrants who arrive in Europe, he said, are penniless, without work. The church cannot cooperate with this new form of slavery that has become mass migration. He has compared the modern influx of Muslim migrants to the invasion of barbarian tribes that ultimately brought down the Roman Empire. If Europe's policies towards Muslim migrants don't change, he warned, Europe will be invaded by foreigners just as Rome was invaded by barbarians. If Europe disappears and with it the priceless values of the old continent, Islam will invade the world and we will completely change culture, anthropology, and moral vision. And that, Cardinal, is the plan. It's not an accident. It is the plan. This guy may not have intended to kill himself by bringing in that cassowary. But these people know precisely what they are doing as they create this clash of civilization. And we look at all these Catholic churches. They were attacked, but by whom? Well, we've got the mainstream media says we really don't know. We have no idea why this is happening. About 1,000 times a year over the last couple of years. Here's one that just happened April 15th. Pakistani migrant faces trial. Actually, it happened a little bit before that. The article came out on the 15th. It went back to March. He faces trial for smashing a historic church that held the tombs of French kings. This is a 41-year-old Pakistani migrant. He vandalized the St. Denis Basilica. It is the home of the tombs of many French kings, including Charles Martel. Who is Charles Martel? He happens to be the leader who turned back the Muslim invasion in 732. And then, based on turning back the Muslim invasion, he oversaw the ascension of the French people. Maybe that's why they chose that particular church. But he doesn't speak any French. He says, I do not understand the French justice system. We'll see.
It is the spring super sale. And I know for a lot of people, the weather has finally turned for the better. Definitely here in Austin. So we've got the spring super sale. Free shipping site-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off bodies, 60% off BrainForce Plus, 55% off Survival Shield X2. Check out all the rave reviews for those products. We've got household items. We've got toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got shampoo and body wash from Emrex Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I put it in my water every morning as part of my morning routine. The Supermel Vitality, people love that. The protein bars are literally selling off the shelves. They're so popular. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got free shipping site-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps us on air tomorrow. Tomorrow's news today started right here.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by T.J. Morris. He is a preparedness consultant, has an organization called Prosper Ready. He wanted to talk to us about what's going on in Florida. I should say maybe what's not going on in Florida. We have had massive storms and natural disasters there, and yet we've got about 100,000-plus people that are now being abandoned by FEMA. Does the government have your back? No, they don't, quite frankly. You need to prepare for yourself. And we have a two-week food supply right now discounted to $67 at InfoWarsStore.com. We got some new specials. That two-week storable food supply is just $67 for less than $5 a day. You can get high-quality storable food. And, of course, that food is all made in the USA, non-GMO. And it's got some of the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. It'll last for 25 years, and then once you open it, you can reseal it for a short period of time. You can reuse it with a resealable packaging. Please limit 4 per purchase, and, of course, that's 2 weeks storable food supply for just $67. We also have our annual shirt sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all apparel. Get new classic shirts, hats, and hoodies for 50% off. It's a great way to find other people who are like-minded. And a lot of times you wear a shirt like this, you'll find other people who will come over to you and talk to you. As a matter of fact, we had Jeff Younger last week, who was in here talking about the custody trial of his young son. And if you want to, you really should watch that. We rebroadcast that yesterday as part of the rebroadcast. I spent about an hour with him. It's a divorce situation. The mother is insisting that his young son have transgender hormone therapy, which is essentially chemical castration by the time he's 8. The child is 7 years old right now. And so he is trying to push back against this. As a matter of fact, they're saying that they're going to force him to pay for that chemical st- sterilization. If you want to find out more about that, take a look at the interview that I had with him. We've got that cut out separately where we have our show. And, of course, you can find the show at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. You can also find me on YouTube, The David Knight Show. It's also there as Libertarian. It's a new channel that I put up. Hasn't been up very long. So take a look at that. Subscribe to it there. You can also support him at SaveJames.com. But the reason I mentioned him, the reason I thought about that was he told me off air. He said, a few years ago, he said, I saw this guy had a t-shirt. He said, I went over to him and I said, yeah, I really agree with that t-shirt. And he said, the guy had a real rough voice. And he said, well, you might listen to my show sometime. He said, it was Alex Jones. He said, that's how he became a listener, about 15, 20 years ago. So, you can meet all kinds of people with a t-shirt like that. You might even meet Alex Jones if you have a t-shirt like that. You can now get them 50% off. And we also have a special on Alexa Pure Breeze. That's the InfoWar crew's favorite air filter. We've got them all over the place here, but I took one home and I tell you what, that's where you'll really notice it. When you're cooking and the place gets smoky or you're cooking fish or something, it just takes it out right away. Senses that it's got some contaminants in the air, changes color to show you that it's working on it, that it recognizes it, that it's working on it. And you can see that color go from red down to purple and then to blue when it clears that out. It's very silent, very effective. The Alexa Pure Breeze filter is now $50 off. So take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we were talking about the art and architecture aspect, right? It brings people together, except the 41-year-old Pakistani migrant who has not only accused of vandalizing another cathedral right there in Paris on the left bank, but he had done something similar back in February. According to the court, the man had already been accused of vandalism of property in February. His DNA had been found on the basilica by investigators, and that led to his arrest. Now, he says he doesn't even speak French, so I don't know how this art and architecture is bringing people together. This Pakistani seems to want to bring it all down. He's not here he's not in France because he likes the French people. He's not in France because he likes the architecture of St. Denis's Basilica or Notre Dame Cathedral. No, he's not there for that. He hates that. He wants to destroy that. He doesn't speak any French. He doesn't understand the French justice system, he said through a translator. He claimed that he was ignorant to the judicial process. And so that forced the judge to question whether or not he was purposely trying not to understand what was occurring. You think? Boy, that judge, you can't pull one over on that judge, right? So the judge, therefore, delayed the trial until May and ordered a psychiatric evaluation. Yeah. Gee, I just really can't be sure whether or not he's gaming the system or not. He's only done this twice, right? No reason to suspect that this was deliberate. I'm sure it was just an accidental vandalism. And what he did was he smashed stained glass windows. He set a serious fire that damaged the main organ of the basilica. Very extensive damage. And of course, it was also far left activists who were protesting at this same basilica, protesting a new asylum law. Let more of these people in, they said. And they went right there. And it's an appropriate place because that's where Charles Martel is buried. The man who turned back the Muslim invasion of 732. And that became the basis of the rise of the power of France. Are we going to turn back that invasion? Or are we going to be dominated? Are we going to be shamed and silenced by people like Shepard Smith, Neil Cavuto? Shame on them. We're going to take a look at what they did to people who called in over the last couple of days. Of course, 9 churches across France were vandalized in just 11 days in February, but we shouldn't suspect that that has any connection to what happened at Notre Dame. Mainstream media doesn't want you to see the connection. It's not just France. Denmark arrested 23 after they started burning and rioting in the streets because somebody threw a Quran into the air. Imagine that. See, they don't allow the Quran to be thrown into the air. But we allow a piece of art and architecture, as Ilhan Omar would call it. Now, we allow a symbol of Western civilization that has stood for 850 years, that has survived two world wars. Not even the Nazis touched this. But we allow it to be destroyed to pursue open borders. Well, these people had to arrest 23 for violent riots. 873 French Catholic churches desecrated in 2018 alone. Out of the 42,258 churches, that's about 2%. Every day, at least two churches are vandalized, said one Republican leader, the French Republic RP leader. And, of course, we've had, these are reports that go back to 2016 from liberal sites like The Guardian and The Daily Beast, an ISIS plot to blow up Notre Dame Cathedral and to rule the world, asked Daily Beast. Well, perish the thought. I mean, we shouldn't talk like that. You know, that's xenophobic to talk like that, right? Anger as France sees 10 Catholic churches attacked in 1 week. Paris's historic Saint-Sulpice, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, church briefly catches fire. Nobody is hurt. That was March the 17th. They used that church to film Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Briefly caught fire on Sunday, but firefighters were able to bring the blaze under control and nobody was hurt. That was back in the middle of March, so 1 month before Notre Dame accidentally caught fire. The flames were climbing up the massive doors of the Roman Catholic Church before spreading to stained glass above to a nearby stairway, said a fire brigade spokesman. The church was built in the 17th century on foundations that dated from the Middle Ages. The church houses three paintings by Eugene Delacroix. Delacroix, one of the leading figures of the Romantic movement in France in the 19th century. But, you know, we don't really care about our culture. We don't care about our religion. We don't care about our nations. Let them burn it all down, right? And don't you dare say this is deliberate. Oh, no, it's just an accident. April the 2nd, satanic symbols, shattered statues. Several Catholic churches have been under attack in France. This is the Washington Post saying this. Sometimes they said it's a cross of human excrement smeared on a church wall with stolen communion hosts stuck in four corners. Other times it's a statue of the Virgin Mary shattered on the floor. They in one church in Nimes, they created a cross of human excrement that decapitated a statue of Jesus. That's happening in California as well. Do you think that's... I only know of two groups that specialize in decapitation. Jihadis and the drug cartels in Mexico, but they haven't been attacking churches in Mexico. I mean, they attack rival gang members, but, you know, this seems to be, I don't know, maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist. It seems to be religiously targeting.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalist, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and how great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Is it a clash of civilizations? We have former New York Police Department Commissioner Bernard Kerik was on the Sean Hannity show. He said that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is, quote, infatuated with Al-Qaeda. He said that he says, I personally think she should be removed from Congress, but she should be voted out for sure, but she sure shouldn't be on the Foreign Relations Committee. He also accused her of asking a federal judge for leniency for a convicted terrorist, an apparent reference to a 2016 case when Omar, who had just won a state legislative seat, wrote to a district court judge that, quote, a restorative approach to justice, unquote, would be a more effective deterrent to radicalization than a long prison sentence. In the case of a Minnesota man convicted of attempting to join ISIS in Iraq and Syria. She said, in response to the 9/11 attacks, that people are suspicious of all Muslims, she told CAIR, because some people did something. Well, some people did something at Notre Dame. Was it an accident? Or is it a pattern that we've seen there? We're going to be talking more about that coming up in the next hour. I want to take a look at some other news here. We have President Trump in a very effective move, reports Life News, sends millions of dollars of Planned Parenthood tax funding to a pro-life women's clinic. Life News reports that news that Planned Parenthood lost a few million dollars to a pro-life healthcare company has sent a shockwave through the abortion industry that up to now had a virtual monopoly on Title X family planning money. Few believe that it was even possible to wrestle public monies away from the nation's number one abortion vendor, yet a $1.7 million annual grant that could have gone to Planned Parenthood has instead been awarded to the Obria Group, a chain of pregnancy care centers that provide comprehensive life-affirming care to low-income women and men across the country. Many have speculated the award was made possible by changes in the Trump administration to Title X regulations, but the new regulations don't even take effect until May the 3rd. That means that Obria was able to qualify even under current Title X regulations. And this tells us two things, I said. First, there already are better options to meet the healthcare needs of women than abortion clinics. And second, having a pro-life administration from the top down can make a difference. This organization is not faith-based, but it is pro-life. The founder and CEO of Obria said, many women want the opportunity to visit a professional, comprehensive healthcare facility, not an abortion clinic, for their healthcare needs. This grant will give them that choice. And we have to understand, I'm glad to see this is happening, but, you know, overall, we need to understand that government really has no role, no legitimate constitutional role in providing healthcare. I mean, you could change the Constitution if you want government to provide health care to everybody, if you want Medicare for all, if you want single provider health care, if you want subsidies to certain clinics, you could change the Constitution, but let's just understand that it's not even constitutional. But at least this is shifting money away from organizations that specialize in infanticide. This, folks, is really what Booty Gay is married to. Let's not forget that. Everybody wants to talk about how wonderful his husband is. We'll talk about that later. I mean, if the other guy's his husband, does that make him the wife? Is he going to be the president or the first lady if he gets elected? First Lady Booty Gay? I don't know exactly how that works. Somebody will have to explain that to me. But the bottom line is Christians have abdicated their responsibility to take care of other people because the government's doing it. Hey, they gave it the office, so I don't have to do anything about it myself. And even more importantly, Christians have abdicated the responsibility to educate even their own children. We turn them over to the government. Yeah, we can talk about how the bureaucracy has assumed powers that they don't have. That is possible because we've abdicated our responsibility as individuals and as Christians to take care of our own, to take care of the underprivileged. We'll be right back. We need to do that directly.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said in the last hour, we just had 23 people arrested after violent riots in Denmark because somebody threw a Quran in the air. We have bombings in Sweden that are up 30% from last year. 47 explosions reported in Sweden in the first quarter of 2019. But we see this article from March the 20th, almost a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Catholic churches, this is Newsweek. Mainstream media is telling us Catholic churches are being desecrated across France, and officials don't know why. We haven't a clue. We don't have no idea why this is happening. Vandals smashing statues and, you know, setting fires, rubbing excrement over the walls. We have no idea why this is happening. Yeah, yeah, really. Seriously, that's what they want you to believe. And then we have CNN, in the wake of the fire at Notre Dame, says the internet is already awash in conspiracy theories about Notre Dame. They said one prominent conspiracy, this is CNN, one prominent conspiracy theory revolved around the claim that the fire had been deliberately started. InfoWars, a fringe website known for spreading conspiracy theories, says CNN, published a story which suggested the fire had been intentionally set. Let me remind you, this is the same CNN that spent weeks talking about the disappeared plane. Remember Flight MH370? Remember the people at CNN endlessly speculating without any basis whatsoever? Remember they even had a little UFO model there, a model plane? It could have been a UFO. They could have been like zapped into another dimension or something. We don't know what. That's CNN for you. And when you've got nearly 1,100 attacks on churches in France in 2017, about 900 last year, they're happening about two a week. And to say, we need to take a look at this being intentionally set, even though it was already pronounced by the French government. We know that it was an accident. Yeah, an accident just like that guy who was killed by the cassowary bird that he brought in. He brings in the world's most dangerous bird. He falls, and the thing kills him. And it was an accident. No, it wasn't an accident. You had set this up. It was predicated on you bringing that in, bringing in that bird. And so we have the internet erupting with speculation about who started the Notre Dame fire, says everybody. And we even have a video that has emerged that they're saying, well, this shows a yellow vest and black clothes. Well, then they're not a yellow vest. But certainly we would not be surprised if they say that it's not an accident. They'll probably go with the accident. That's my story and I'm sticking to it, they say. They'll probably go with an accent. They'll probably crucify the company that was there doing a renovation to the spires. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, nothing to be suspicious about with all the fires over there. Nothing to be suspicious about when a columnist who works for Time tweets out that a friend who worked at the cathedral told him that cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set. Christopher Hale, a Jesuit friend in Paris who works in Notre Dame, told me cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set. And then he deleted it a few minutes later. As Zero Hedge said, was he lying about what he'd been told? Why would he put that up? Yeah, professional journalist, why would you put up something like that? Especially you work for Time, right? Oh, we got to be very careful. We don't know what's causing these thousands of attacks on French churches all over the place. We have no idea what that is. So we can't say that this one was intentionally set. This is too big. Understand, this is too important a symbol, too important a cathedral even, to say that this was intentional. It has to be accidental. And Zero Hedge says, instead it's more likely that he quickly figured out that he'd said something he wasn't supposed to say. Some people did something, and you can't say anything about that. A YouTube video that purportedly contains audio of Muslims celebrating the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral has also sparked a lot of speculation. There's no way to verify the authenticity of the video, but I've seen a picture of Muslim guys laughing their heads off with the burning cathedral in the background. Who knows? So it's just a conspiracy theory. It's not something that we should take seriously like the UFO abduction of flight MH370, which is where CNN hung out for the longest time. And then we got Fox News. I want to play for you what Shepard Smith did. As you had a French official questioning what's going on here. He said, even if nobody died, it's like a 9-11. It's like the French 9-11. It's there for more than 850 years. He said, even the Nazis didn't dare to destroy it. Oh, well, that's a bit too much for Shepard Smith, for somebody to say that there was something intentional and not accidental about that. Here's the clip.
Felipe Carcenti is on the line with us, a French elected official who is in Paris now. Felipe, what have you seen and what do you know?
Well, I was close to the scene when it happened, and no, I left the place because we want to let people work around it. Everybody's really under shock now in France. I would tell you something. It's even if nobody died. I mean, it's like a 9/11. It's a French 9/11, you know. And it's a big shock. I mean, this church was there for more than 850 years. Even the Nazis didn't dare to destroy it. And you need to know that for the past years, we had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. So, of course, you will hear the story about the political correctness, which will tell you that it's probably an accident.
Sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something which we don't know. If you have observations,
why don't you tell that to Macron?
Or you know something, we would love to hear it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you something. What you need to be ready.
No, sir. We're not doing that here. Not now.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Okay.
Felipe Carcenti, okay. It's very good of you to be here.
Oh, yeah. He just loves somebody from the French government that says it's accidental. He would never question the French government saying it was an accident. But when a French government official says we need to look at this string of events and see if this is related, we're not doing that here. We're not doing that. This is Fox News. This is the new Fox News, quite frankly. Now, you might say that's just Shepard Smith, and we all know that he'd be more comfortable in MSNBC or CNN. But then we had Neil Cavuto do the same thing. Do the same thing to the Catholic League president, Bill Donahue, on Monday. Here's that clip.
Catholic League President Bill Donahue joins me right now on the phone. Bill, we don't know what started this. We do know the repercussions and what has been left as a result of this. Ruins. And ruins that could take some time to fix and make right. And you never can make it as it was.
Well, Neil, if it is an accident, it's a monumental tragedy. But forgive me for being suspicious. Just last month, a 17th century church was set on fire in Paris. We've seen tabernacles knocked down. Crosses have been torn down. Statues have been smashed.
We don't know that. We don't know. So if we can avoid what your suspicions
yeah, we do
might
know
be,
that.
I do want to look.
It's actually been reported by Washington Post, Neil.
There was a very pricey rebuilding and renovation effort going on that involved a good deal of Catholic fundraising campaigns, I know, in this country and abroad. This renovation was paid for up front. So in other words, all the monies were there. And now I'm wondering how much more the Catholic Church commits to this, or do you think now they first want to get to the bottom of it?
Well, first they have to get to the bottom of it, and they will rebuild it. There's no question about that. And certainly the Catholic Church will come up with the money for it. That's not even a question. But I'm sorry. I mean, when I find out that the Eucharist is being destroyed and excrement is being smeared on crosses...
Wait a minute, Bill.
This is going on now.
I love you, Bill, but we cannot make conjectures about this. So thank you very much. Bill, I'm sorry. Thank you very, very much. I do...
Yeah, we can't talk about that. Sorry. We got new orders. Remember, it was... When we talk about... Comrade Bernie's Fox Town Hall. It was done with Brett Baer. I remember it was his producer who came out after Judge Jeanine and tried to get her fired simply because she questioned Ilhan Omar's loyalty to America or to Sharia law. Is it the Constitution that she's loyal to? I don't know. I think that she's got some issues, some real issues of America that she doesn't like. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with Bish Oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have, as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out in InfoWars, we have BuzzFeed running defense for the vile people who celebrated the Notre Dame fire. They falsely claimed that it was a hoax, so therefore, you know, this is just an internet hoax. Same thing that CNN is saying. Same thing the French government is saying. That is the official story. It's accidental, and anybody that says anything otherwise, anybody that says that Muslims are celebrating the fact that this happened, that's a lie. Do not listen to them. Those people probably are affiliated with InfoWars, said CNN. And they don't know how to conduct an investigation. I mean, just look at CNN and how they investigated the disappearance of flight MH370. And Paul Watson says, no, it wasn't a hoax. They were celebrating the fire. And if you don't believe us, you know, you can look at the tweets of the people celebrating the fire. A French student leader, as Watson has here, I swear to Allah, we don't give a rat's ass about Notre Dame. How much are people going to cry for some bits of wood? I swear to you, Allah, you like French identity too much, while we don't give a rat's ass. Objectively, it's your madness of little white people, tweeted Hafsa Askar. And it said, I don't give a damn about Notre Dame of Paris because I don't give a damn about the history of France. I don't know what. Go and mention me, she said, and then deleted her entire Twitter account, as people had something to say about that. But, you know, I mean, it's just one person, right? No, we got ISIS fanatics saying, have a nice day. This is retribution and punishment. You know, they might be right about that. They might be right about the decline of the West. It might be retribution and punishment based on the fact that we no longer understand that it's a cathedral. We no longer value the Christian ideals expressed in that architecture. We just like the architecture. It's pretty paintings and pretty building. I like those flying buttresses and so forth. So we don't care what that's about, and we don't recognize the Christianity behind the cathedral. We don't recognize the God behind the men who built it. But it's just accidental, as CNN continues to insist. Another article, devastating Notre Dame blaze was likely accidental. Paris prosecutors have opened an investigation. But they said nothing shows that it was an intentional act, and the start of the fire was likely accidental. We know this. We know this, right? Because they have now got 50 investigators who are actively working on trying to pinpoint the cause of the fire. But they've already come to the conclusion that it's an accident. So you got 50 investigators. The same Paris prosecutor said the probe will be long and complex, but just as we saw with the false flag Skripal poisoning in the UK, right? It's going to take us months to investigate this. Now we got 50 to 100 investigators looking at this. But we can tell you right now that it was Novichok. It was like, well, I can tell you right now it's not Novichok, because they didn't die. They got sick. And the doctor who worked on them for 30 minutes didn't die. She got sick. If it was really Novichok, if it was really nerve gas, if it was really 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas, they would all be dead. But we have the little theater, and they've got the people showing up in the hazmat suits, and they've got Theresa May and Nikki Haley using that event to try to get us involved in another war, using that false flag to get us in. But they already knew what had happened. They didn't even have to investigate. They didn't even have to send samples of the clothing to one of the organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. There's about a half dozen labs that are certified to look at chemical weapons worldwide. And eventually, after many, many months, they did send a sample to one of the Swiss labs, to a Swiss lab, which is one of the labs that is authorized to look at that. And when they looked at it, they said, well, what we see is BZ gas. And that produces opioid-like symptoms, which is what the doctor who attended to them said they had. And then they said, and we found a pristine, undeteriorated sample of Novichok on it. Now, it would not be pristine. It would have deteriorated months later. But, of course, that was kind of the clue from the Swiss lab to anybody paying attention that that was put in there at the last minute. But, of course, they had an army of investigators working for months on this. They didn't produce any. But they knew right away. Nikki Haley knew right away. Theresa May knew right away. Because they had a purpose for that event. And they were going to use it. And so whether or not they had been the ones who instigated it or not, we don't know. But they had a narrative that they were going to sell everybody. And now we're being told that same thing now. We got 50 investigators working to try to find out what started this fire, but we already know it's accidental. And it's going to be a long, complex investigation, but we know it was accidental already. They knew it was accidental even before the investigators set foot in. They just still had the firefighters working on the fire, but they knew it was accidental. Even though we had a Time journalist say he was told by people who were staff on the inside that it was deliberate. Don't pay any attention to those people. And then the alarm was raised 23 minutes before the cathedral blaze was detected. Here's what I think's behind that. This is just my opinion, and I could be wrong. But when I look at this, when I look at the people who are focusing on what they call the idiot renovator and his company, he said, we weren't there. It was cleared out for a long time before that fire started. None of our people were there, and we followed all the procedures. But he's being targeted kind of like Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Do you remember that? Remember that story? 1871, the Great Chicago Fire. And it started in the barn of Mrs. O'Leary, and then it spread to the other wood structures there and created the Great Fire of Chicago, 1871. He had a journalist just invent a story. This is even before CNN. This kind of thing went on. Just invented the story. He said, well, Mrs. O'Leary was milking her cow, and the cow kicked over the lantern. The lantern started to fire, and she rushed out and let the thing catch fire. And then that was the genesis of it. Well, she said, fought that for years. She was targeted because the people there at the time didn't like the Irish. And so they really went after Mrs. O'Leary. She fought that the rest of her life. And for 22 years, that journalist let that lie stand. He corrected it just a couple of years before she died. And said, no, I just made that up. I just kind of invented it. It did start in her barn, though, but, you know, I don't know about the cow. But they are going to not have a Mrs. O'Leary's cow, but they will have a scapegoat. But they don't want to put, in my opinion, all of this on him. So we've got the report that they raised the alarm 23 minutes before the cathedral blaze was detected. That will allow them to spread the blame out to some, you know, multiple sources of incompetence. Because if they pin it all on one person, they're going to very vigorously defend themselves. And then we have this interesting video. Let's play video clip number 4. A lot of people are taking a look at this and they say, who is this walking around and unidentified as the fire is burning? Roll that clip. They zoom in and say, oh, who is this guy dressed up like this? Well, we don't really know. Can't really say. But we got YouTube mistakenly tagging the Notre Dame fire as a 9/11 conspiracy. This might be a case of artificial intelligence actually spotting something that a lot of people don't see. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got an interesting interview coming up.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is the spring super sale. And I know for a lot of people, the weather has finally turned for the better. Definitely here in Austin. So we've got the spring super sale. Free shipping site-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off bodies, 60% off Brain Force Plus, 55% off Survival Shield X2. Check out all the rave reviews for those products. We've got household items. We've got toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got shampoo and body wash from Emrix Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I put it in my water every morning as part of my morning routine. The Supermel Vitality, people love that. The protein bars are literally selling off the shelves. They're so popular. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got free shipping site-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps us on air tomorrow. Tomorrow's news today started right here.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is T.J. Morris. He is COO of an organization called Prosper Ready. It's a preparedness consultancy, and he contacted us and wanted to talk about what is happening in the aftermath of the natural disasters in Florida around Panama City. He said he's been trying to get attention to the fact that there's more than 100,000 people who are homeless or displaced Americans throughout five counties that were severely impacted by Hurricane Michael in Florida. The FEMA and the federal organizations are basically pulling out. So we wanted to talk to him about what the current conditions are, what he sees there, and also talk to him about preparedness and getting ready. And we've had experiences with this back in North Carolina. We've seen a marked contrast between the way disasters are handled when the federal government and FEMA get involved and when it is a little bit more localized and it is handled by voluntary cooperation, donations from corporations, churches getting together to hand out those voluntary contributions and so forth. There's a marked contrast between the way people can take care of this versus just kind of pulling back and saying, well, the federal government's got our back. Often they don't. So joining us now is TJ Morris. You can find his website is Bear Independent. That's B-E-A-R, BearIndependent.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Morris.
Morning, sir. It's always good to talk to another bearded libertarian. Happy to be here.
So. All right. You're there in, it's good to talk to same here. You're there in Panama City. Tell us what you see there. What's going on? What is the state of hurricane relief after months of presence by FEMA?
How are people doing? We actually just recently got back from Panama City. I'm on my homestead in Oklahoma right now, but we're heading back to Panama 10 through 12 May 2019. So in about 3 weeks, we will be back there. We currently have boots on the ground right now working through partners there that are affecting positive change on target. And we're doing that through feeding people, through blessing people with groceries, and through ongoing construction projects, because about 100,000 people are either homeless or displaced. In Mexico Beach, there's one business open, which is great because there's nobody to patronize it. There's nobody there. There's one business open. Panama City, Florida, every single roof needs to be replaced. About 60% of all of the homes are uninhabitable. There's literal tent cities consisting of blue FEMA tarps with Americans living underneath it. And what crushed me, I have kids, what crushed me was toddlers in nothing but diapers living underneath blue FEMA tarps in the tourist capital of the United States of America in Florida, and nobody knows about it. And so we've gone in there and we've built showers and mobile kitchens for these people and brought literal semi-loads of food. And we're doing this, just like you said, this is all voluntary. We're doing this through people who have a deep and abiding faith in the Most High, people who are volunteering their time, who are giving $5 or $5,000 or anywhere in between, who are literally showing up to help. And the first group of people that I went to Florida with, I'd met only two of them before. And we ended up with 32 people I'd never met before. And the reverend that we were assisting said he'd only seen one team that was as good. And that team was a Ranger battalion that had trained together for 18 months. So we're very happy with the success that we've been having. But we're looking to partner with anybody and everybody who can help us either monetarily or boots on the ground or send us food, send us construction materials, whatever. Because there's five counties that are literally destroyed. FEMA is out of money. They haven't done anything with the money they had in the first place. It's a shame because you look around in these neighborhoods that are, there's people living in trailer homes that have trees laid through them. They just lay a tarp over the top of it and do the best they can with what they've got. And right next door to that is brand new chain link fence encircling brand new asphalt with brand new trailers, with brand new pallets of food and water, with people in brand new safety vests and brand new boots leaning on them, scratching their brand new hard hats, and nobody's inside and nobody's walking outside the gates to actually help anybody.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so kind of,
this is a major, Panama City, I grew up in Florida. Panama City is a major tourist location, and it is amazing that this is not being covered by mainstream media.
The local governments have told all the local media to not say a word about it because they don't want it to affect tourism. There's nothing to tour. It's destroyed. Gay government, I don't understand it, but I don't expect it to make sense either. So
are they letting people back into their homes or are they keeping people quarantined out of their homes? Because that's what I've seen when FEMA gets involved in things on the coast. I had a couple of sons who did videos about big government and so forth. And one of the key things that they focused on was the difference between the way it was handled in the aftermath. There was a massive hurricane that wiped out a large area of the coast of North Carolina, and FEMA came in and kept everybody away from their home. It was made much, much worse by FEMA's presence. Whereas not too far from us, there was a tornado came in and destroyed a couple of towns. But because it was localized, the federal government didn't get involved. Instead, they had corporations bring in massive amounts of food and relief items. They had the police would just keep people away from downed power lines. But other than that, the government got out of the way and let corporations distribute money and not money, but food and water to people at the church parking lot. So they're taking them to church parking lots, and the church people would voluntarily distribute this to people. It worked out much better than with the federal government getting involved. Is that what you're seeing in Panama City?
Well, it would be much better, in my estimation, if the federal government had never gotten involved in the first place. Of course, I'm biased, but whatever. You know, because we have a historical track record of the success of government trying to do things, you know, like this. It doesn't always end well. So for it to be specific, the government has told local churches you can't distribute food, water, or clothing or building materials more than 2 days a week. Well, that's
really
stupid. Yes.
Yeah.
And so
why would they stop? I mean, that's just insane why you would stop people from helping other people.
Because they're trying to micromanage, the entire system. You know, bureaucracy is good at perpetuating bureaucracy. And so rather than actually affecting positive change, they just brought in a bunch of bean counters to try and count the cost of remediating the disaster while the humanitarian crisis is actually nothing's being done about it. And so that's one side of the argument. The other side of the argument is that FEMA is very much so, for example, in the case of Mr. Dennis, a veteran that we're assisting, it has told him that his two walls and half of a roof, he had 2 8-foot walls and half of a roof, a disabled veteran, elderly gentleman was living in 2 walls and half of a roof, and FEMA said that constitutes housing. And so we went in there with a backhoe and knocked his housing down so that we could roll a trailer in place so that he would have a place to live. And we're now on a mission to continue to build him an appropriate house, although we're being fought tooth and nail by the city of Panama City, by FEMA, by several other local entities as well. So we're going to continue to fight that fight. But to call
you don't have permission to help him. Tell people about that. You got a GoFundMe for him. Give people the information on that.
Yes, sir. You can go to GoFundMe.com/welcome-home-Mr. Dennis. And that's welcome-home-Mr. Dennis.
And that's Mr. spelled out, not M-R. It's M-I-S-T-E-R.
That's correct. And, you know, we're fighting a battle with Mr. Dennis as well on this other front that apparently he's got some substance abuse issues that we need to address as well. So we're working on that, and we're using money that comes into that fund to help fund that, to help. Yeah, there's his house right there. That's what FEMA was letting him live in, calling it housing. And that broke my heart when I saw it. So we knocked it over so that he could actually have a place to live. And so we're using that money to help replace his housing and to affect positive change on 6 other veteran-related projects in the area, as well as there's hundreds, if not thousands, of other construction projects. So, you know, we need the money to do things like that, but we also need to partner with hands and feet.
Yeah, that's great. You're doing a great job. It really is the spirit of volunteerism. That's what America was really about. That's what Alexis de Tocqueville said was unique about America. But our government has put a pretty heavy footprint in here and has stopped this. We've got more from TJ Morris. When we come back, we're going to talk about his organization and about other GoFundMe projects. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have on the line with us T.J. Morris. He contacted us. He is he's got a preparedness business, a preparedness consultancy, and he was saying people don't understand what's going on in Florida. What hasn't happened in Florida after Hurricane Michael? We had FEMA and the federal government come in and say we're going to take care of people there, and yet a very large city, Panama City, in Florida, as well as five counties there are affected, and. TJ, you said that it's probably only about 10% remediated. Is that your estimate? So what's happened in that area?
Yes, sir. Just putting a trained eye on it. There's literal disaster everywhere. I'll tell you what, an enterprising individual getting back to libertarianism could go down there with a log truck and a sawmill and make lumber for a decade. There's trees everywhere. It's not even close to being handled. I mean, just remotely contained. There's no place to live. There's no businesses. You know, we talked with one local fire department down there. And in fact, that video is on our YouTube page, Bear Independent. You can just go there and put in the little search bar, put Bear Independent Mission and look at episode 3. We talked to the local fire department. They had to cut the front of their own building off with the demo saw and then rip it off with their brush truck so that they could roll their trucks out to promptly realize there's no place to go because all the roads are closed by trees. So then in the middle of this storm, they hiked a mile and a half, got some more chainsaws, hiked back, started cutting, and started doing welfare checks. And after 5 months, they're still there, self-supporting, without a break. They've got nothing. They've got nobody. There's four people there, self-supporting after 5 months, continuing to try to serve their community. And so, you know, and when I asked them, hey, how do I help you guys? Their answer was, you just make sure that people know that we're still here. Oh, yeah, we're still here.
They're still there, but you're saying that FEMA and the Fed are getting ready to pull out, or they already started pulling out.
That's correct. You see these images you have up on the screen right now? There's people living in that, okay?
Wow.
And this is one of our mobile kitchens that we took to go feed people. And, yeah, they're gone. They're gone. They're packing up right now. They ran out of money, and just like the government does, they spend like crazy. Then when they run out, you know, in this case, they're not asking us to give them any more. They're just leaving, and they've done next to nothing with it. See that house? There's people living in those houses. And so what we're trying to do is go and feed these people and let them know that they are loved. They're not forgotten, that, you know, they're Americans. They're kin to us. We're there to help them to the best of our broken ability. And this is a deeply meaningful thing as well, you know, from a preparedness standpoint. Lots of people talk a big game about being ready. I would implore you to come spend some time with us. Volunteer your time, bring your bug out bag, and live out of it for 72 hours in conditions like that. And then we'll see just how squared away you actually are. Take it from
it'd be a good dry run for people.
Actual.
Yeah, yes. It'd be a good dry run. I know when we were in North Carolina, I grew up in Florida, and we had many, many hurricanes that came through. And we were a little bit inland there in Tampa. And on the coast, yeah, it was very damaging. But typically, the massive rain that we would get, we were far enough inland that we didn't get flood surges. The soil was sandy, and it would absorb the rain. And so we had a hurricane that came through, and I was around Raleigh, which is kind of the central part of North Carolina, and everybody was worried about the hurricane. I wasn't worried at all about it, and yet it was only about 75 miles an hour when it got there, but we had trees that had stood for over 100 years that were knocked down by that because there was so much rain. The trees lost their footing there because the soil was different, couldn't absorb that water as well. And we were locked in like you're talking about there. People couldn't move because of all the fallen trees. You couldn't get electricity. We were out of electricity for over a week, and we couldn't even move out of our neighborhood barely. We had to basically saw our way out. And so I certainly understand how that is. And it's a really a shame that people think that the federal government is taking care of all this, and they really aren't. And then, as you were talking about in the last segment, the local government doesn't want to talk about this because they want to pretend that everything is fine.
Yep. They're trying to maintain the thin veneer of civility there in Panama City. It's non-existent. It's non-existent. In one place, we had to post security around the clock for our forward operating base, St. Andrew's Church of God, that's half destroyed, that we were actually blessed to be able to hold church services in while we were there serving. But we had to post security around the clock because we were the only people who had anything in these neighborhoods. We had semi-loads of food. We had water. We had building materials, which we fully intended to bequeath unto the community. But we still had to defend it, right?
Yeah,
and so, just the desperation that happens in these positions is crazy. And of course, the police stepped out and made contact with us because they were wondering who we were and what we were doing. And because of the way that we all present ourselves, you know, we put up a very good command presence, but, the government does nothing, man. They talk a big game about doing it, and then ultimately they do nothing. And then truthfully, in my opinion, that's because that's not their job. They're not good at doing that. They're not built for that. It's better done person to person, community to community, faith group to faith group, with those deep and personal interconnections, not some faceless bureaucracy trying to address a humanitarian issue. It just doesn't work that way.
And it has always been that way. It's just human nature, as I was saying before. Alexis de Tocqueville, talking about America in the early 1800s, he was talking about how effective America was because it was organized that way. It's just human nature. Technology doesn't change that. But you don't live in Florida. How did you get involved in this? Tell us that story.
Okay, so I have an extremely busy day most days, and I had a call with a client that got canceled. And so I had a rare moment of time to actually look at my emails. And I got an email from the Reverend Gilbert who said, hey, man, I follow your channel. I know you're a man of faith. Can I talk to you about Florida? And so I was supposed to be on the phone anyway, so I just called him. And I spent 5 minutes with him on the phone, and within the first 30 seconds, I could tell he had a conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Ruach HaKodesh had laid on his heart that he was going to go help these people, and he was there fighting this war by himself. And so we talked for about 5 minutes. We prayed together, and I hung up. And then I got on the internet, started talking with my people at my channel, and I said, listen, I don't quite understand the how or the why, but we're going to Florida, and we're going to help these people. 6 weeks later, I called the Reverend back and said, we're on our way. Literally, I'm in a vehicle headed to you. Here we come. And 32 people I'd never met before rallied to my position in Florida, and we started serving. And so the short answer to that question was a deep conviction from the Father to go help people I'd never met before. And once That's I great. Got there, the Reverend put his hand on my shoulder and he said, welcome to the war. And I was home, brother. I was home. So
that's great. That's great, TJ. You stepped out in faith. And you got a GoFundMe. Tell us about that. Gilbert's Op Fund. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct. Gilbert's Op Fund. G-I-L-B-E-R-T-S Op Fund. And all that information is on barrendependent.com. Just click the missions tab. And there's 501.
And again, for people who are listening, that's B-E-A-R. I know people who are watching can see that on there, but if a lot of people listen on radio, it's BEARIndependent.com. And you've got a YouTube channel, Bear Independent, where people can get updates as to what's going on there if they want to join this effort.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And all the information is there, as well as the GoFundMes, the mission profile, the donation authorization letter, the 501c3 paperwork. You know, these are charitable donations. All of that is there. It all exists there. It's all legit on the up and up. We have zero operating costs. This isn't one of those things where you send me $100 and I use 84 of it for operating costs. This is one of these things where you send me 100% of your money is going to this. And that operational fund is to continue to support the Reverend and his wife, Miss Evelyn, and with what they're doing. To, as he puts it, St. Thomas Aquinas, I believe, said, to preach the gospel, always use words when necessary. And that's what he's doing. So,
that's right. Living it out. That's great. Yes, well, sir. I hope people will take a look at this and get involved. This, the government is not helping these people, folks. It really is up to us. And that's the bottom line. And kudos to TJ Morse for stepping out in faith. Again, you can find all that information at Bear. That's B-E-A-R. BearIndependent.com, and you can find links to YouTube as well as to those GoFundMe programs. The biggest thing is we just have to be aware that the government is not going to provide everything for us, and that is especially true of freedom. And they're not going to provide a free press for us either, folks. If you want to support InfoWars, take a look at some of the specials that we've got right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're talking about the aftermath of the hurricane there. We do have a 2-week storable food supply for just $67 for less than $5 a day. You can get high quality storable food. It's time to prepare for yourself. And as TJ was saying, if you really think that you're prepared, get a bug out bag and go down there and work with them for a while and see if you really are prepared. We also have our annual t-shirt sale, 50% off new and classic shirts, hats, and hoodies. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and $50 off our Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Take a look at the specials we have there. Support InfoWars and take a look at TJ Morse. Again, that's BearIndependent.com. Thank you, TJ.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at the four people leading in the Democrat Party. They're all white males. Horror! Well, actually, they've got some identity politics games that they can play. One of them is a pretend Hispanic. Another one is an old Marxist, another one is a neo-Marxist, and he's also got a touch of LGBT with him. So, you know, it's not exactly all just old white men. We do have a very, very old white man with Joe Biden, but we'll take a look at that. We'll also take a look at an update as to what's going on with Julian Assange. But we're going to also take a look at the town hall that Comrade Bernie had. Bernie loves Stalin. And he's going to reenact some of Stalin's ideas here in America if we don't stop him. I said in the last hour, the top of the hour, I was talking about how Trump has given a couple of $1 million to a actual health center that is not an abortion center. You don't have to provide abortion to provide health care to people. As a matter of fact, abortion care can be very antithetical to healthcare in many cases, but it sets a, even though it's a small amount, it sets an important principle here. And if we're going to be giving money from the federal government to healthcare, which again, I don't agree with. I think just as we saw with TJ Morris in the last segment, if we really want things done right, we need to do them ourselves. And we need to stop taking the most important things in life and punting them to the federal government. First of all, the federal government is not competent enough. Secondly, it is not compassion. It is not eloquence. It's not reason. It is force. That's what they do well, forcing people. And once we get past that illusion that is being sold to us by the Democrat Party, that government is compassionate, it is reasonable, it can solve all of our problems. I mean, just look at the situation with the war on drugs, right? Have we solved that problem with force? No, we haven't. That is a problem that is a spiritual problem. It is a psychological problem, if you wish, or an addiction problem. It is a medical problem. It's not going to be solved by kicking down doors and throwing flash grenades and stealing people's property, but that's what government does. And so we need to get past the idea, just as T.J. Morse is saying, you know, here we are months after Hurricane Michael. Only 10% remediated. The FEMA organizations are now pulling out. We cannot trust the most important things in life to the federal government. And so even though we see Planned Parenthood not getting the money, even though it's going to a pro-life organization, we really need to disavow ourselves of the idea that if anything is important, it needs to be done by government. And if it's really important, it needs to be done by the federal government. No, if it's really important, we need to do it in our communities. But we now have that is a good thing that President Trump has done, I still believe, even though it's the federal government involved in medical care. But Trump has now issued his second veto. This one is blocking a congressional resolution to end support for the Saudi war in Yemen. As Zero Hedge points out, the first one, of course, was the veto of Congress pushing back on the national emergency declaration on the southern border about a month ago. That is an emergency. That is the proper use of force to enforce the border. But, of course, we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to even talk about that. We can send money abroad, but we can't support the border. But in this particular vote, Congress was right. They said that you're not going to do this without, you know, the power to get us involved in a war is up to Congress. And so I do support that. I think President Trump is wrong to call the joint resolution unnecessary. He said it is a dangerous attempt to weaken my constitutional authority. No, President Trump, you don't have authority to get us involved in wars. That belongs to Congress. And although the reasoning behind this might be partisan, I still am not convinced that this is a war that we need to be in. We need to have that debate, and then our representatives need to decide that. And then if they decide that, then it's your power as executive to prosecute that. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk just a little bit more about President Trump's second veto, vetoing the idea that Congress would be the ones to get us involved in a war. He says, don't weaken my constitutional authority. I don't really know what to say. President Trump doesn't realize that he has the constitutional authority to protect our border, but he thinks he has the constitutional authority to go to war without a declaration of war by the Congress. And this, quite frankly, is the military-industrial complex deep state interpretation of our government that he is buying into. And that is very alarming. President Trump's core issue, the existential issue that many people voted for him on, was to protect our borders. How is it that we have a Defense Department that is not allowed to defend America? We're only going to be used as the unpaid mercenaries of the military-industrial complex, the UN, the globalists, to do regime change around the world. How in the world did President Trump do a 180 on both foreign wars and protecting our border? Those are two core, as I said, existential issues. They are issues that affect the very existence of America. And again, the Senate had voted 54 to 46. The House had voted 248 to 177. But it's not enough to override President Trump's veto. So we're now going to go to a war that was started by the Saudis. And, of course, some of the military-industrial complex was in there. They didn't start it. The Iranians started it. Well, that's their problem. Not my problem as an American. I thought we voted for an America First president who wasn't going to get us involved in every one of these wars. But, of course, we are the lackeys of the Saudis and have been since we created the petrodollar and got off the gold standard. We don't have them on a leash. They've got us on a leash. Josh Hammer said, well, this is an important proxy war. Oh, they're all so important, aren't they? It's a shame we haven't won any of them, isn't it? And Josh Hammer goes on to say, it's crucial that the Iran-backed Houthis do not gain a stronghold in the Arabian Peninsula. Yeah, it was very important that we started Vietnam with a false flag attack, that we were told this is a communist effort. It's a domino effect that's going to happen throughout all of Southeast Asia. And so we got involved in that war. We could have won that war, except for the people who got us into it, kept relinquishing everything that was gained. Every time they would win a battle, they would turn it over to the other side. There was no interest in winning that war. And even Robert McNamara admitted that it was based on a false flag and said years after the war ended, he went back to Vietnam and he said there was, Vietnam, which is now a big manufacturer like China. They didn't really understand what the threat was, right? Yeah, China is a threat, but not in the way that they're saying it is. And this guy in Vietnam said, pounded his fist on the table while McNamara was there. And he says, don't you know anything about history? Don't you realize that for 1,000 years we'd fought the Chinese for our independence? We weren't going to become their puppets. And, of course, he was kind of surprised by that because, of course, he didn't know anything about 1,000 years of history, even though he was supposedly a whiz kid. He just knew what he wanted to do. And so we don't know anything about history. We don't know anything about the Constitution. Don't know much biology either, as Sam Cooke would say. Joseph Robertson said the president does not have legal authority to wage war against Yemen. Only Congress can declare war. Did he look at the Constitution or something? I don't know. Where did he come up with that idea? Colonel Morris Davis said, to his credit, Representative Mark Meadows was one of 16 House Republicans to vote for the resolution, to vote for the Constitution, in other words. The question now, says Colonel Morris Davis, is whether Mark Meadows will urge his colleagues to override Trump's veto and stop using U.S. tax dollars to subsidize Saudi Arabia's atrocities. Yes, that is the question before us now. And so as we look at that misunderstanding of the Constitution, we have Attorney General Barr blocking the catch and release of migrants who come into this country by judges who are exceeding their constitutional authority. Folks, if we don't get this right, this country is finished. It's not just finished because we're going to collapse from an out-of-control welfare state that's going to be burdened by everyone in every country who wants to come here and live at our expense. $70,000 on average for the people who come here, but that's not counting all the children who come in and all the educational expenses of anybody who wants to come into America and be educated at our expense. Forget the American dream of owning a home. That is going to be so burdened with property taxes to pay for new schools that we're building that nobody will be able to own a home. You won't even be able to afford to live in a decent apartment because even though you don't directly pay your property taxes in the apartment, they are reflected in the price of your apartment, whether you realize it or not. It's not itemized. You don't see it unless you're a homeowner. But it's there. It's there in the cost of living. So you'll be shoved into a micro apartment into their smart cities. That's the plan. That's the plan from the get-go. But Attorney General Barr says immigration judges cannot release migrants who are caught sneaking into the U.S., even if the migrants ask for asylum. This is a binding legal decision by the Attorney General. Well, that's good, but it doesn't really address the core problem, does it? You know, we've got to have reform of our government. That means that we restore the Constitution. We restore the separation of powers. There's absolutely no way that federal judges can dictate to President Trump what he can do to protect the borders. That's not their authority. The founders of this country said the judiciary is the least dangerous of the three branches. They created three separate independent branches, and you can't have one branch, the judiciary, dominating the other two. And it's exactly the opposite of what they thought would happen. They said there's no way for the judiciary to enforce their orders. And yet, the real government that we have in Washington is not really even the president or the Congress. The real government is the bureaucracy, the administrative state. And the administrative state is the enforcement arm of the judges. And so between the judicial system and the administrative state, you've got one group that gives them a legal excuse, a prevarication, to do whatever they wish. And then the other group that acts as their own little fiefdoms, each one of these organizations, as we talked about on Monday when I talked to Joe Bannister about the IRS, they were really the ones who set up this model. You create a bureaucracy, the IRS, and you say, you decide how this is going to be enforced. You write regulations to define this. You have your own court system. You have your own law enforcement agency that goes out and arrests people. And now we've seen that replicated through the Department of Education, through the Bureau of Land Management, through the EPA, through every one of these bureaucracies. They got SWAT teams. They got their own so-called courts where you don't have any presumption of innocence because they say, well, this isn't a law, it's a regulation. That's why Nancy Pelosi said, well, we're going to have to pass it to find out what's in it. Because once we pass this, then they'll create a bureaucracy, kind of like the Consumer Financial Protection Board. That'll create this massive bureaucracy that will then define what they're going to do. And Congress doesn't have to take any responsibility for that. They love that. If it really goes off the rails and they can come in like saviors and say, we're going to save you from these people. But for the most part, they're doing what the Congress wants them to do. No matter how much they stomp on our throat. And this is the pattern that is going through here. Now, as Attorney General Barr said, the text of the relevant act provides that if an alien in expedited proceedings establishes a credible fear, then he can have further consideration for the application of asylum. This is an April 16th decision yesterday titled The Matter of MS. I would say this is in the matter of BS is really what this is. It's total BS. Because of the law, he said, I order that unless DHS paroles a respondent, he must be detained until his removal proceedings conclude. This is a huge ruling, said the Immigration Lawyers Association. They said it will harm thousands who are seeking protection under the credible fear standard. Yeah, you know, they come here burning our flag, waving their flag, but they're afraid and they need to be given asylum.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, Attorney General Barr is now blocking catch and release by the immigration judges. And I'm glad that he's doing that. But we need to understand that it's going to require President Trump to, number one, respect the Constitution and say Congress has to declare war or we're not going to go to foreign wars. And then also, he has the authority to protect the border and to protect America. And that cannot be shut down by judges. Just absolutely amazing how the Constitution has been twisted, turned inside out, turned upside down, so that now the presidents can go to war anywhere that they want to without the approval of Congress, but they can't protect America without the approval of the judiciary. Nonsense. Got Attorney General Barr directing officials to delay implementation then even of this law for 90 days. Till they can get together some mechanisms on this. Well, you know, that reminds me, it seems like we still have this thing called DACA. You know, there never was a Dream Act. The Democrats tried several times to pass a Dream Act. They failed every single time. And then you had the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano say, well, I'm going to defer enforcement if people come in under a certain age. That was just an executive order by the Homeland Security Secretary. The Obama administration. And President Trump has continued that. Hasn't done anything to stop that. And so now they're going to delay implementation of this law as well to make sure that we don't bring people in. But then it extended, right? We had, you know, first we had anchor babies, you know, foreign citizens who are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. That's what the way the 14th Amendment reads, right? You have to be under the jurisdiction of the United States. Well, if you come here illegally in defiance of our laws, and quite frankly, you're not under the jurisdiction of the United States. But if you have a baby here, we are pretending that that is an American citizen. The anchor baby issue. President Trump talked about that before the election, and then he conveniently forgot about it, both after the 2016 election and the 2018 election. He talked quite a bit about anchor babies and then just disappeared. And then DACA continues. Nobody does anything about it. Nobody even says anything about doing anything about it unless President Trump decides that he will use it as a bargaining chip. And every time he uses it as a bargaining chip, he sends a message to foreign citizens that is still in effect. He's not going to do anything about it. He loves these people. Come on in. We've got a big welfare state waiting for you here in America. And then we took it to another level. We went from people who were born here, even though their parents were not American citizens, and they don't qualify under the 14th Amendment. We went from that to saying, if you get here before you're 31 or whatever the age is, even if you weren't born here, if you get here before that age, then you're an American citizen to the extent that we're now begging people to come here, unaccompanied children, come on in now and get your free stuff. And President Trump signed on to that with Nancy Pelosi in order to keep the government open. Barr's new ruling does not apply to the UAC, the unaccompanied children, migrant minors who are being smuggled now, incentivizes, smuggling is being incentivized by the Trump administration. Understand that. They're begging people to come in, unaccompanied children. Come on in. You're fine. The children who came in before, they're fine too. We'll pretend that the anchor babies are fine. Everybody can come here and get free stuff from us. If President Trump and his administration would at least stop the welfare state being given to foreign citizens who come here, that would be a massive step in the right direction. But we can't even do that. We can't even stop the welfare state for people who aren't citizens. We promise them, come on in, and you can get on the tit as well. It also does not apply to migrants who walk up to the nation's official ports of entry and ask for asylum. So it really hasn't done anything. We can get excited about it, maybe. The headlines look good. Oh, we're going to stop the catch and release? No, not really. Not really. And if President Trump isn't just trolling people on Twitter again, if he's really serious about taking people to sanctuary cities, that is going to be even worse. Now, some Democrats are taking him seriously about this. De Blasio is. He threatens to sue if Trump sends immigrants to New York City, which has been declared a sanctuary city. And so the mayor has the insanity and the hypocrisy to say, that'd be illegal. That's just plain illegal. We will meet him in court. We will beat him in court. So don't call the process of people coming in, foreign citizens, criminally trespassing, don't call that an illegal act. But if those people are sent to New York City to be taken care of in New York City, that, says de Blasio, is illegal. Schizophrenic is really what it is. But folks, let's just hope that President Trump doesn't do that. Let's just hope that he's doing this as an exercise to show how schizophrenic and how hypocritical these people really are. Now, some of the mayors and, you know, Chicago's current mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the black female lesbian mayor who's about to, who's on deck ready to come in, they welcome them with open arms. Philadelphia's mayor welcomes them with open arms. And quite frankly, why wouldn't they? Because as I've said before, when we look at the census issue and the mandates coming from some of these judges, and again, that's what President Trump needs to stand up to, saying we cannot ask if they are citizens, but we will count them for political power and we will count them for welfare allocation. And so that would give a lot of political power if President Trump were to do that. Just in time for the 2020 census. And I just look at this and I think, what is he thinking? Not only sending a message to foreigners abroad, come on in. You're good. Unaccompanied children, bring them on in. But then taking them to the places where they will be used to concentrate political power and money into these sanctuary states. It's insanity on the right as well. We need to understand what the issues are. We need to understand and enforce the laws, President Trump. The Constitution is really a good design. It's a better design than what we currently have been given by the administrative state and by the deep state. And if President Trump doesn't understand what the Constitution is about, if he doesn't understand what his powers are, right now he has embraced a vision of government that is the vision that we've had from the establishment Republicans and Democrats for a long time. So now we take a look at whether or not it's okay to be white. This is the vision of the Democrat Party. It would be so easy for President Trump to defeat the Democrats if he would stand with the Constitution, if he would stand behind the core issues of America first, getting out of the foreign wars, protecting our borders. If President Trump would do that, he wouldn't have any competition from these idiots. Take a look at this video from Al Green, who goes right down the line criticizing these bankers because they are white men. Here's the video.
As I look at the panel, and I'm grateful for your attendance, the eye would perceive that the seven of you have something in common. You appear to be white men. I may be mistaken. If one among you happens to be something other than a white male, would you kindly extend
Okay, we're out of time. We'll have a little bit more of that when we come back. If any of you people in the Democrat Party are anything other than racist, because with my eye, that's what you appear to be. If you're anything other than racist, please let me know. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. The mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Sub-electricity, shockwave, sensual power on the motherboard, yes. Push up, overload, legendary, heavy glow, sunshine, sunshine.
Welcome back. You know, when we look at 2020, it would be such a cakewalk for President Trump if he would be more effective, more forceful about doing what he said he was going to do. And it's simply an issue of understanding the powers that he has. He does not have the power to get us involved in war in Saudi Arabia. He doesn't have, in Yemen, on the side of Saudi Arabia, he doesn't have the power to get us involved in a war in Venezuela, but he does have the power to protect the United States, to protect our border. And it doesn't matter what a judge says. The judicial branch cannot enjoin the executive branch, they're co-equal, on an issue that has been delegated to the executive branch, and that is protecting our borders. It's absolutely amazing that we can use military bases to house people that come across the border, but we can't use the military bases to keep people from coming across the border. Come on. That's insane. It's time to stop playing these games. Stop playing by the rules that are given to us by the Democrats and by the judges. As I said before, Andrew Jackson said of the Supreme Court, they've issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. That was of the Supreme Court. President Trump certainly should say that about these individual federal judges who make absurd pronouncements like, you can't ask on the census if the people coming in, or if the people here are citizens or not, because that would take money and power away from California and other sanctuary states. And then President Trump just bows down and says, oh, okay, all right, we'll do that. Won't even continue to do these operations as Obama did when they lose in a judicial setting. You know, we got 3,600 federal judges. It only takes one of them to tell the president that you can't do something, and the president immediately stops. Even if they're going to appeal, he immediately stops. Obama didn't do that. Obama would say, all right, we're going to appeal it, but in the meantime, we're going to do what I want to do. That would be the easy way out. If you don't want to have a head-to-head confrontation to support the Constitution, just say, we're going to appeal that, and then drag the appeal process out through the rest of your administration and continue to do what you have the power to do. That would be the easy thing to do. But the more important thing to do would be to stand up to this judicial tyranny that is destroying everything in this country. And I say it would be a cakewalk for President Trump because I want to play for you the racism as embodied in Al Green, as he has, this was a committee. They had a group of bankers, and he just went down the race, and the only thing that mattered to him was that they were white males. Here's that clip.
I look at the panel, and I'm grateful for your attendance.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
The eye would perceive that the seven of you have something in common. You appear to be white men. I may be mistaken. If one among you happens to be something other than a white male, would you kindly extend a hand into the air? Kindly let the record reflect that there are no hands in the air and that the panel is made up of white men.
Well, that disqualifies anything they have to say then, right? Out of this racist, bigoted, hateful Democrat Party, it's not okay to be white. It's all about the demographics in the Democrat Party, isn't it? That's the only thing that matters to them. What happened to the vision of Martin Luther King, where people will be judged on the content of their character, not by the color of their skin? Now, these are bankers, and I know we're not supposed to defend bankers. I don't know even what they were talking about as far as bankers go. But look, you don't discredit these guys because they're white males. Maybe you discredit them because they're all bankers. But don't discredit them because they're white males. What absurd racism. That's why if President Trump would follow the Constitution, would follow his campaign promises, these people wouldn't stand a chance. Because the four guys who are in the lead in the Democrat race for the nomination are, guess what? Four white guys. Four white guys. You got Bernie Sanders. You got Joe Biden. You got Booty Gay. And you got Beto, the faux Hispanic. Now, I know, you know, Beto, he's a white guy. Robert Francis O'Rourke, he pretends. You're so white, yeah. He pretends that he's Hispanic, but he's not. And we all know that Robert Francis O'Rourke is not Beto. He never used that name when he was writing reviews in college that he got in trouble for. He didn't use that name when he was writing fantasies about running kids over as a teenager, a little bit earlier than that. No, that became a very expedient label when he wanted to run in a predominantly Hispanic Democrat primary in El Paso. And then we have Booty Gay, who, you know, he's not just a white guy. He's a gay guy. So he checks that box. And then we got Bernie Sanders. You know, he's a crank. He's an old Marxist. Booty Gay is also, he's not just gay. He's also a neo-Marxist, a new multilingual Marxist. He's been to Harvard and Oxford. So he's been schooled in how to deceive people about an age-old prescription for tyranny and authoritarianism. And then we got Joe Biden. Do we have to say any more about Joe? Joe is basically on the decline already, and he hasn't even gotten into the race. Bernie Sanders has jumped in the lead with a 29% support. Biden has gone down to 24%, and that's a lot of movement. Back in February, Biden was beating Sanders 27-14. So he was 2-1 over Sanders, 27-14. Now it's Sanders 29 and Biden 24. This is the competition that President Trump has. I mean, it's not too hard to beat these guys. Booty Gay is concerned that he may be too white, and his supporters really are too white. It's their problem. When he announced his official candidacy, he was questioned about the lack of racial diversity because, of course, this is the demographic party, the demagogue party. He said, I'm aware of the lack of diversity at some of my presidential campaign events, including the fundraiser. That was CNN saying that he was aware of that. So they're defending him, CNN. He asked his audience for their help. Booty Gay said, please help me. You know, I'm white. Gotta help me get out of this thing. He said, the honest answer to that question is, I need your help. I need your help to reach out to anybody that could benefit from a more inclusive, more hopeful politics, and that is something that has no color. He's so embarrassed about being white, but it really isn't his problem, right? It's their problem. They aren't doing enough to bring in people of color. So it's not even really Booty Gay's issue. It's his audience's issue. They're just not evangelizing enough. David Axelrod, Clinton associate. There you go. He's going to bring in somebody who's standing there with a panda suit, partially black and partially white. You know, which brings us back to that Al Green comment. He said, you appear to be white men, but I might be mistaken. See, that's the world in which we live in, isn't it? That's why, you know, you look at Valerie Jarrett. Roseanne Barr said, I didn't know she was black. You know, in that kind of a world, does it make any sense to talk about racial reparations when you can't even tell if somebody's black or white? And I believe Roseanne Barr. Actually, I saw the picture. We were going through Costco. I showed the picture to my son who was with me of Valerie Jarrett's book. And I said, do you know who this is? And he says, no. I said, is she black or white? You know, she's white. Based on the picture on her book. So I can understand Al Green saying, I may be mistaken. He's not sure. You know, these guys that he says are white men. They could be mixed. They could be like Obama. Or the black parent and white parent, or somebody that's white in the background, or somebody that's black in the background. Who knows? I mean, they could even be female. We can't make assumptions like that in the Democrat America. But, you know, Bernie Sanders is bragging about how he has people of color, 40% people of color. There you go. That's why he should be president. It's all about the skin color. It's all about racism. It's all about religious bigotry. It's all about the Marxism. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about Bernie at Fox. But I think in context, we need to understand there were some things that happened over the weekend. We had Bernie forcibly eject Caitlin Bennett, who was there to cover one of his rallies for InfoWars. She has never disrupted any events. But they came over and preemptively threw her out, called her a white supremacist. As she tweeted out, she said, they know that a label that they know incites violence. She said, this man cannot become president. He hates the free press. He will defame conservatives who disagree with his ideas. Absolutely. He called InfoWars a white supremacist platform. He is a demagogue. He is a communist. He is somebody who wants to confiscate wealth, not just income, but wealth. This is a guy who honeymooned in the Soviet Union when it was still communist. I mean, who in their right mind in the late 1980s? He went there in 1986. The Soviet Union collapsed upon itself in 1989. Not only is Bernie Sanders a fool, but he was able to turn a blind eye to the known atrocities of Joseph Stalin that were no longer being covered up by the mainstream media. It had been exposed for decades. And yet he is such a blind, loyal communist demagogue that he would go there. Doctrinaire communist. And you know, when we look at this, we look at that was the Sunday rally in Ohio. And then he does the town hall for Fox News right after that. So he thinks that somebody from InfoWars should not even be in the audience. They might ask an uncomfortable question, but he is very comfortable at Fox News. He knew he wasn't going to get any uncomfortable questions at Fox News. Take a look at the beginning of this and ask yourself if Fox News is being servile to this guy. Let's play video clip number one.
You ask me fair questions, I will give you fair answers.
Thank you, sir.
That's the deal.
And you know, not everybody thought that I should come on this show.
And we appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. Okay, so we're really all about the ratings, and we're not going to ask you any tough questions at all. It's going to be softball stuff. And it'll be about all the usual stuff that we ask, you know. And you can float the idea of wealth confiscation, and we're not going to be too tough about that. As a matter of fact, let's play clip number 10, where he talks about wealth confiscation at the Fox town hall.
That's fine, but I'm asking you about the wealthy and how much higher you would make it. You said you don't agree with 70%. What would your number be?
In the campaign in 2016, we talked about 52%.
All right, so 52%. So would you be willing to pay 52% on the money that you made?
Awesome.
You can volunteer. You can send a check.
You can volunteer, too. We have a...
But you suggested that everybody in your bracket should do.
And Martha, why don't you give? You make more money than I do.
Well,
why don't you give?
I didn't suggest a wealth tax.
And she's not running for president.
And
all right, then we're going to fight for a wealth tax. And we're going to demand that we end the absurdity where major corporation after major corporation. You know what?
In this tax bill
that you are defending, families like the Koch brothers,
of course
you're defending it.
Families like
the Koch brothers get billions and billions of dollars. Insane.
Yeah, okay. Use the Koch brothers as
Trump
a beard.
Wants to repeal
all this
the entire estate tax.
All right, that's enough of this demagogue. You know, he's out there saying,
it's not a crime to make $1 million. I wrote a great book. You ought to buy the book and read it.
No thanks. No thanks. When he was talking about that, I said, well, it's nice to know that there's still upward mobility for politicians who can write books, you know, who can be community organizers and become multi-millionaires. No work experience required. You can become a celebrity, write a book because you're a politician, and then all of a sudden you get all that money, and if you're Bernie, you keep it. You're going to voluntarily give it up. If you're a Kennedy, you practice charity with other people's money, even though you're one of the richest families. That's the way these people operate. Oh, they've got all their good causes, but of course you, the middle class, the working class, will be the ones paying for it, and we'll all pay for it with our freedoms. When he's talking about a wealth tax, folks, understand that's different than an income tax. The income tax takes away your upward mobility. The wealth tax redistributes wealth, reorganizes society, levels everybody. That's what the founders called socialism. They didn't pretend that it was some science. They didn't pretend it was a philosophy. They understood it was just based on envy and theft. And they called these people levelers. They've always been around. People need to understand what Bernie is about. And when we look at the way that he throws out Caitlin Bennett, calls InfoWars a white supremacist news organization. We've got a lot of people who were Bernie supporters asking questions. The World Socialist website, WSWS.org, is saying, why is Bernie Sanders silent on Julian Assange? Well, that would be, folks, all of you socialists need to understand where socialism eventually leads. It leads to authoritarianism. It leads to people like Bernie Sanders, who could not win a debate if he was asked any tough questions. Could not win a debate. So he silences people. That's the tactic that they use with political correctness. That takes us back to where we began with the comments from Monty Python's people talking about how it's a shame that comedy has been destroyed by political correctness. No, the Soviet Union was humorless because political correctness was used as a weapon to attack people, to silence critics. And thus, Bernie Sanders seems to be fine with that. And even the socialists understand that now. They said a reporter for their site asked Sanders, as he was leaving the suburban Detroit rally, whether or not he was supporting the arrest and imprisonment of Julian Assange and whistleblower Manning. And they got no reply. Everybody's talking about how he is silent, but also about how he said Ed Snowden ought to be in jail. He did break the law. I think there should be a penalty to that. And as I said, he added cynically, his sentence should be lenient. Well, let me tell you why he broke the law, Bernie. He broke the law because some people did some things that were criminal, that were against not only the law but the Constitution. And Ed Snowden had seen that whistleblowers from the NSA, like Bill Binney and others, had been attacked, vilified, nearly sent to jail when they went through proper legal channels to expose criminal actions of the government, that nothing ever happened. They saw that people like, he saw that people like John Kiriakou did go to jail when he exposed the criminal actions of our government. So that's why he broke the law. Yes, he did break the law. Julian Assange, however, did not break the law. He's not an American citizen. He is a publisher who published information outside the U.S. that was given to him by somebody who was a whistleblower. Manning was sent to jail and then was released. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks published the information in the same way that Washington Post and the New York Times published the Pentagon Papers. And they were not prosecuted because we still valued a free press and the First Amendment in those days. And as the socialists are saying, Sanders isn't concerned about Assange because Sanders is a part of the government. Many Bernie-crats, as RT is saying, are feeling burned as Sanders keeps mum on Julian Assange's arrest. Fans quickly flooded social media with comments asking Sanders to speak up and say something. Where are you on Julian Assange? Come clean, Bernie. We have a right to know where you stand on freedom of the press. I cannot support a candidate that chooses to be complicit in the dismantling of our First Amendment. Well, yeah, that's where he is. And they point out if Sanders does end up making some kind of statement, making a statement, he wouldn't be alone. You got Jeremy Corbyn, Evo Morales, the ACLU. You got other Democrat frontrunners have basically come out and not said anything. Or said that Julian Assange should be in jail. Or then you have President Trump. I know nothing. It's not my deal. I have no idea what the Department of Justice is. I'm just the president, he says. Can't stand up for the Constitution or freedom of press. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? Folks, it's up to you to stand up for freedom of the press. If you want to support InfoWars, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some new sales. We've got 50% off all apparel. That's classic designs and new designs. We have a big discount on preparedness foods. It's about $5, I think, every 2 days. I don't have the sheet up in front of me, but a big discount on preparedness foods. You can get a two-week supply there at a big discount. And we have a sale on Alexa Pure. That's a great way to freshen the air in your house. You know, the air in your house is often more polluted than what you find outside, because we close up the houses to try to keep them cool in the summer or warm in the winter, and it concentrates those contaminants. It's silent. It's very effective. A great buy right now, $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for our broadcast. Thank you for listening.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made. Alpha Power at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sport performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack.
Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.